Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops Friday seized the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe after a middle-of-the-night attack that set it on fire and briefly raised worldwide fears of a catastrophe and the most chilling turn yet in Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Firefighters put out the blaze and no radiation was released, according to UN and Ukrainian officials. Russian forces pressed on with their week-old offensive on multiple fronts, though they did not appear to gain significant ground in fighting Friday. The number of refugees fleeing the country eclipsed 1.2 million. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday intensified a crackdown on media outlets and individuals who failed to hew to the Kremlin line of Russia's war in Ukraine, blocking Facebook and Twitter and signing into law a bill that criminalizes the intentional spreading of what Moscow deems to be fake reports. The moves against the social media giants follow blocks imposed on the BBC, the U.S. government-funded Voice of America and Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, a German broadcaster, and a Latvia-based website, Medusa. Sanctions on Russia are now starting to wreak havoc on global trade, with potentially devastating consequences for energy and grain importers, while also generating ripple effects across a world still struggling to overcome pandemic-induced supply chain disruptions. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, hundreds of tankers and bulk carriers have been diverted away from the Black Sea, while dozens more have been stranded at ports and at sea, unable to unload their cargoes. Russia is a leading exporter of grains and a major supplier of crude oil, metals, woods, and plastics. This is VOA News. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has resulted in a death and destruction on an enormous scale, sending people fleeing to other countries where some may hear a comforting sound. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Villages, towns, and cities have been heavily damaged in Ukraine, and 1.2 million people are now refugees, some 700,000 of them in Poland. And that's where Italian pianist David Martello, who normally works in Germany, has a new gig near a border crossing with Ukraine.
I'm saying hello to all those people who are coming in. I am saying hello with my piano.
Martello says he plays so that those crossing from Ukraine can, for a while, put the war behind them.
They come from a place where everything is bombed, and now they come here and they hear a piano. So this is like a cut. They leave the bombs behind and they go to the music.
China has cut its annual economic growth target to its lowest level in decades as Beijing tries to reverse a slump at a time when Russia's war in Ukraine is pushing up oil prices and roiling the global economy. The country's number two leader said in a report to legislators that Beijing will aim for growth of around 5.5%, also saying that achieving that requires arduous efforts. Forecasters say Russian President Vladimir Putin and his attack on Ukraine is likely to have little impact on China, though the energy-hungry economy might suffer from high energy costs. Beijing has tried to distance itself from Putin's war by calling for dialogue, but has refused to join other governments in condemning the attack. North Korea has conducted another apparent weapons test firing of a ballistic missile into the sea. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile into the sea, according to South Korean and Japanese military sources. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it detected a single launch of a presumed ballistic missile from an area near North Korea's capital of Pyongyang. The suspected missile flew toward North Korea's eastern waters. Japan's defense ministry also assessed the weapon as possibly ballistic. It was the ninth weapons launch of 2022 by North Korea. There was no immediate comment about the launch from U.S. officials.
AP's Mike Gracia reporting, and New York City and Los Angeles are lifting some of their strictest COVID-19 prevention measures as officials in big cities around the United States push for a return to normalcy after two grueling years of the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.